There's always a story behind a great photograph, and if it's a great sports photograph, it's usually a story that involves split-second recognition of a decisive moment matched with the considerable technique involved in capturing it. Peter Reed Miller is a photographer who's covered major sporting events around the world, including 25 Super Bowls, 14 NBA Finals, and the Olympic Games. He's in town to share some of what that experience has taught him. He's with us in our studio. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning.
I've been looking at some of the photographs in your portfolio, and they always involve seem to involve something beyond just the capturing of the action. There's some thought been made into the composition, maybe the choice of the shutter speed, depth of field. You're working with the parameters of photography in almost all of these shots, yeah?
Well, I think that's what you have to do to diverge yourself from the group. The cameras are so good these days, it's very easy for anyone to snap an action picture that's sharp and and in focus and all that. So you really have to think beyond that, look at your backgrounds, look at your expressions, look at the light to try and make a picture that's going to stand out.
There's a picture I'm looking at now on your portfolio. It's a black and white picture of a runner. And, you know, clearly the assignment was get a picture of somebody running, which if you shoot from eye level as they pass by is a pretty blah kind of a shot, right?
Yes, very boring.
So you went below, you're kind of looking up through an opening and you can see the sun breaking through the trees, and the sun through the trees is very blurred out, right? It's very
out of focus. Was a lot of dust on the trail, and it really gave it a very ethereal sort of a feeling.
And the point of focus is the runner, and the things that are thrown out of focus benefit from the fact that they're out of focus.
Yes, they frame, they draw your eye, they move your eye towards the sharp point, which is the runner, which is the point of the picture.
But, you know, I'm thinking back to how difficult sports photography used to be as when you started out, when you had to catch that runner, get them in focus, make sure you were at the right shutter speed, the right lens opening, etc. And did that force a different kind of thinking that you can benefit from now?
Well, yes, it forced you to really examine all the elements of the photo, and then you took the picture. Now you can take the picture almost instantly and have it all sort of fall together, but you're not really creating it. You're just taking it. You're not making it. It's a big difference.
Because cameras now will shoot 10 frames a second. You can just set it on rock and roll, and when the runner goes by, just you've got 30 shots to choose from, right?
Yeah, you're going to get one, but it might not be the right one. When you start that motor drive, that 10 frames a second, you're really giving up your control of the exact instant that you might want. It's very true when you're shooting boxing or tennis. You can motor through a tennis player stroking the ball and still not get it on the racket.
Yeah. Whereas if you just hold out for that one shot and press the shutter when you see it, you are going to get that.
Timing, yes. Same thing in baseball with the ball on the bat.
Yeah.
Very difficult. Very, very difficult.
Well, I've noticed that shooting on full auto because you are now, the timing is the camera's timing, not yours.
Yes.
Even if it is subdivisions of a second.
Right, right.
And if it's motion going right by you, you know above all how fast that disappears, yeah?
Exactly. You really have to follow it. You have to anticipate and experience. The more you've shot a certain athlete or a certain sport or a certain team, I think the more likely you are to be able to hit that perfect moment.
You were talking about shooting the L.A. Lakers in the heyday of Showtime, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you did, if you're a basketball fan, you do sort of know when Magic comes down that where the outlet pass is going to go.
Yeah.
If Kareem positions under the basket, you know he's going to get the ball.
Right, it's going there. Exactly, exactly. And that comes from experience, from shooting. I shot almost all their home games and a lot of their road games. So it was just, you know, I wasn't part of the team, but I could feel where, okay, this is how it's going to go. You just watch the little nuanced motions, and there you go. There's your picture.
Because, you know, I'm thinking back to my own experience of those early days sports photography where your focus, a lot of the choices you make are where the action is going to be.
Exactly. Anticipation, really the key. You're going to, if you chase the action, you're going to be chasing pictures all night in your take. You're not going to find them. But if you anticipate, let it come to you, that's when you get the picture.
Does it help to be a sports fan above and beyond the action in terms of knowing personalities of players, dynamics of the game, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I think it helps to be knowledgeable. Whether that's the same thing as being a fan, it's sort of disadvantageous to be thinking too much about who's winning or losing and rooting, because then you sort of get distracted from making the picture. But having the knowledge of the players and the teams is really essential.
Because that allows you, obviously, to anticipate the pass from Colby to whoever. We were talking when you first came in. I was remembering sports I particularly hated shooting, and I particularly hated hockey because it was so difficult to know what was going to happen next, and it happened so fast. Do you have a least favorite of things you've done?
Well, hockey's up there. It's a tough sport, and I guess I never shot enough of it because the guys who do, they nail that stuff. But for me, it's exactly the way you describe. It's fast. It's hard to know, and boy, those goals. Yeah. So
I remember seeing a lot of celebrating going on. It's like, what just happened?
Yeah. Shoot the react.
Well, Peter, good to talk to you. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Peter Reed Miller is conducting a workshop in sports photography this weekend for Pacific New Media at the University of Hawaii's Manoa campus. And you can find out more at hpr2.org.